I'm Jeanette Gwen, and this is Spoleto Today. Our guests are David Lee Nelson and Brennan Reeves. The two are here to talk about the play Breathe, which centers on Brennan's experience dealing with the lung disease cystic fibrosis. The play has been called nothing short of eye-opening by the Charleston City Paper and is part of this year's Stella DiDomani series at Piccolo Spoleto. We're going to begin by talking about the series. This is the 10th anniversary year. What exactly does Stella DiDomani mean?
Stella DiDomani is the Stars of Tomorrow, and it's the brainchild of Todd McNerney, and it's a series in Piccolo Spoleto that focuses on the alumni and students and faculty of the College of Charleston.
And who is Todd McNerney?
Todd McNerney is the former chair of the theater department. And yeah, he started this in 2006, and I've been fortunate enough to do it almost every year since with him.
Now, you were a student at the College of Charleston,
right?
I
was, 96 to 2000.
And Brennan, when were you here?
So I was kind of here on and off. I transferred here in the fall of 2010. And then the next semester, the spring of 11, I took that off for a medical reason. And then I came back in the fall of 2011, and then I finished up to May 2014.
Now, normally it would be wrong for me to ask about you being gone for a medical reason, but this whole show is about that medical reason. So tell me about where the show came from, and let's just talk a little bit about how you're creating it too together.
So I was born with a lung disease called cystic fibrosis. I was 8 weeks old when I was diagnosed. So really my whole life I fought this fatal disease that most commonly is fatal in young adults and children. So my whole life, you know, at the age of 15, I was told I was going to die by the age of 18 by my high school graduation. So that kind of took my life for a little roller coaster ride, if you could say that. And then so, you know, I didn't really give up or anything like that. So I finished high school without dying and I came to college and came here and then got really sick during the winter break of 2010 and then took the next semester off and received a double lung transplant from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, February 21st, 2011. And then I came back in the fall and finished up, so.
That sounds like a very serious show. It sounds like a very serious life.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I look for in plays that I write and plays that I direct are where we can find the humor in things that are serious and where we can find the seriousness maybe in things that are light. And what I was so attracted to about the story, I mean, is really the humanity behind it. I mean, I feel like we sometimes think about people who have these really serious diseases with kid gloves, but they're human beings, you know, first and foremost. And Brennan's like one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life, and a really good writer too, and a great performer. And I was like, what if we, you know, attack this show and tried to take some of the air out of it? So, I mean, honestly, it's a show about cystic fibrosis and a double lung transplant, but it's some of the funniest stuff that I've ever been a part of creating. That to me is so thrilling that we can, you know, punch something that serious in the nose.
So how do you work together to create a show?
Yeah, so in the fall of 2013, I took David's solo performance class, and I didn't really know much about solo performing other than I knew that he was a solo performer, but I didn't really know what that meant because I was an actor and that's the only thing I ever wanted to do and that's the only thing I did without thinking outside of the box. So I took the class and I remember like the first day, you know, we had to write down like 10 things that affected our life. And I wrote down like my transplant and David's like, I kind of want you to write about this. So then the next class period, I came in with about like 3 pages on my life and like my transplant. And I, for like the first time in public, I ever really like talked about it. And I remember crying in this class and looking up and a few of my other classmates were crying. So, you know, that was a big moment in my life that I really, you know, opened up and became totally vulnerable to others and even myself.
So there will be tears.
There will be tears and there will be laughter. And hopefully you'll come away with seeing how the human spirit, oh, I hate when people say the human spirit survives. But in a way, I mean, the human spirit does survive in this. And it's really kind of exciting and just to see Brennan take his story and share it with people. And I think everyone has a story walking around in them. And to see them make theater out of it is one of the things I love most in life.
Brendan, what do people say to you after they see this show?
Just really how, you know, even though I hate the word miracle or a hero, because I'm actually none of the two, I'm a human. And every single person who I've ever met, if you're faced with life or death, the easiest route is death. I mean, that's it. Giving up is so much easier than battling and trying. So a lot of people say I'm a hero or I'm a miracle, or which is so so thoughtful of them to think of me as that, but I just think that I'm a human, and, you know, so that's some of the feedback I've gotten, other than people being like, it's hilarious, it's sad, I cried, I laughed, you know, I laughed so hard I cried so hard I laughed, you know, things like that. Kind of like what David said, it's just about the spirit, I guess you could say, of being an individual and being a human in, you know, today's world. Or, you know, I've had two cousins with this disease. One of them passed away after receiving a double lung transplant. Then my other cousin, about a couple, maybe 8 months after I got my double lung transplant, she received her double lung transplant. So yeah, it's about me, but it also kind of, you know, which I said to David at one point, like, I feel selfish writing about me because, yes, this is my story, but everyone, you know, a lot of people have their own baggage. Everyone has their baggage, actually. And a lot of people have, you know, undergone these surgeries and this circumstance. And he said, but you can't write about everyone, unfortunately. You can write about yourself and your experiences, because what you've gone through might not be exactly like what the other person's gone through. So that's been hard for me, is to just battle with my story, other than trying to connect my cousins, my families, my friends, and, you know, patients who I've met. So
when we write about our baggage and share our baggage on stage, do you think that helps other people deal with their baggage?
I do. The plays I love, the writing I love, the art I love, is when the artist writes something, says something that they feel and think and maybe haven't shared with anyone. And then I, as the audience member, realize that, oh man, I've felt and thought the same thing. Those are the things I laugh at. Those are the things I cry at. Those are the things that I try to have in my work and the work that I create with others. And what's even more exciting is when you see someone who has gone through a completely opposite situation that you have, but still has those same thoughts and feelings. And then you start to see yourself in other people. I mean, I think theater has the real ability to create empathy, which I love about it. And I think this show is a lot, you know, it's hard not to empathize with what Brendan went through. And then it's also hard not to laugh at how he spits at death in the eye. And clowns in the eye at the children's hospital. So it's yeah, there's so much humor in this show and life in this show. And I just am so excited to be a part of it.
What an incredible journey. David, thank you for teaching Brendan. And Brendan, thank you so much for sharing your remarkable story. Our guests have been David Lee Nelson and Brendan Reeves to talk about the play Breathe, written by Brendan and inspired by his journey with cystic fibrosis. Breathe is part of Piccolo Spoleto's Stella Di Domani series and has performances through June 6th at the College of Charleston. For more information, spoleto.etvradio.org. For Spoleto Today, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.